Here we go, latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the reaction to the game against Manchester City in the FA Cup. The Magpies are dumped out of the quarterfinals of the competition after a goal from Kevin De Bruyne and then a goal from Raheem Sterling in the second half. It came, Sterling's goal, just after Dwight Gweller missed a really important opportunity for their home side. Newcastle struggled in the first 45, then really pushed on in the second. Boss Steve Bruce admitted that the players badly missed the influence of a full house at St James's Park to see them home. Bruce is the first manager since Glenn Rhoda to lead his team to the quarterfinals of the competition, but he was still left disappointed by the outcome. He told the Chronicle, "It's bad enough playing Manchester City anyway, but there's no doubt it's even harder without 50,000 mad Geordies shouting their heads off to give us some encouragement. There's no question we needed some of that. We had the game been taking place normally at 6:30 on a Sunday, it would have been terrific. It wasn't to be. We are unique here. It would have been a marvellous location," he said. And moving on into other news, and Bruce has also spoken about the club's takeover situation. It seemed to be, as expected, continuously moaning and groaning on. Newcastle fans just desperate for a bit of light at the end of the tunnel. And Bruce is demanding clarity from the Premier League of the proposed Saudi-backed takeover. The Magpies, sent in from Saudi sovereign wealth fund PIF, have reportedly tabled a £300 million bid to buy the club. The hold-up in the takeover's confirmation is due to league's owners and directors' test, with no comment as of yet from the league on its approval procedure. But the club, of course, have also been asked to push the deal through. Alan Shearer has asked for more clarity as well, the Newcastle legend, and overall it needs to be put to bed for all parties involved. And Federico Fernandez admits he was also disappointed by the club's performance in the defeat to City. He believes the club should have done a bit better and insisted that they had the chances to make the game a lot harder for Man City. That's all.